Hold on to Mama's dress, Heidi. You shouldn't fall. Irving, stop kicking up the sand. Why can't you be a good boy like Sam? The next time you'll stay home from the beach. Abe, it's a wonder you wouldn't watch the children once in a while. Must I do everything? Oi, my feet. Come, darlings. We'll go over there by the boardwalk. I think there will be a breeze. Follow Mama. Ah, here's a dandy place, ain't it? You feel the breeze? Oh, it's a pleasure. Come, darlings. Here, sit down. Here's the pails and the shovels. Play. No, darling. The red pail is Sam's. Now, what's the difference, the red pail or the blue pail? Give the shovel to Irving. You want the shovel. All right, then give Irving the pail. Go on, dig. Dig a hole and bury your father. Now, what are you talking, Abe? I didn't mean they should bury you like a funeral. I mean they should cover you over with sand. It's a game. Everybody plays like that. What you say, Sadie? You want to go in bathing? You two waving? You two, Sam? All right. Go under the boardwalk and put on the bathing suit. Hurry up. Stand behind a post so nobody should look on you. Abe, why don't you go in the water? You know, it wouldn't do you no harm. It's Tuesday. Must you wait for Saturday? Irving, stop looking on Sadie when she is putting on the bathing suit. Abe, that boy is getting more like you every day. Aye, it's so hot. The only breeze I'm feeling is from the fan. Now, come here, darling. Mama will tie the belt. Come, sweetheart, ma. Come over here. No, darling, it's not too tight. It's not too tight, sweetheart. It's not too tight. You want to lose the pants in the water? Now, go take Sadie's hand. You too, Sam. Now, run to the water. You got a piece of soap with you? Well, use it. Go on. Go, 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 go. Go for it. It's only cold at first, a little. Don't be afraid, Sam. Hold on to the ropes. Look out for the breakers. Hey, look at Sadie. She's the brave one. Aye, 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 aye. She's so cute. She takes to the water like a goose. Ah. Don't run there. There is running crabs. Go, Sadie, darling. Dunk yourself. Dunk yourself again. Dunk yourself again. Don't forget to come up. Irving, stop splashing Sadie. You want to blind up the eyes? It's such a pleasure to see them in the water. Now, come, that's enough, darling. Come in. Lunch is ready. Come. It. Look, Abe. They look like different children already. There, you'll have a good appetite now. Irving, you sit there. Sadie, darling, you sit here. And Sam, you sit there. We got all kind of sandwiches. We got pastrami, salami, liverwurst, pickles, perniner, and we got ham. It's no use talking. You can't beat the beach for a good time. Hey, look who's there. Mrs. Levine. Oh, hello, Mrs. Levine. How are you? You came down to the beach? Oh, who is with you? You're alone? Uh-huh. Come over here and have a bite with us. Don't talk foolish, we got plenty. Don't be bashful, I'll catch up a bite with you two sometimes. We'll pair a herring together. Here, help yourself. Wait a minute, I'll help you. Say, what have you been doing with yourself? You got so thin, I hardly knew you. What? Oh, you're on a diet. You don't eat nothing but lamb chops and grapefruit? Well, it certainly agrees with you. You know, Miss Pinkett is doing the same thing. One day she didn't eat for 2 days. You wouldn't believe it, but she lost 15 pounds around the holidays. Mrs. Levine, I hear that you ain't living no more at the Benjamin Arms. I don't blame you. The food there is terrible. Every mouthful is poison. And besides, they give you such small portions. You know, we were there last week. You know to who? To Mrs. Pitsy Katz's golden wedding. It was beautiful. And what presents. Mrs. Abrams bought a bowl of goldfish. Mrs. Ginsburg bought a box of gold dust. And we brought along the Goldbergs. Look at my Abe, he's sleeping. You've got to excuse him. You know, he ain't slept good for nights. Not since that holdup in the store. What? You didn't hear about this stick-up? Well, let me tell you. Last Tuesday night, Abe was in the delicatessen. Then in comes a man, and he asks for a herring. So Abe goes under the counter, you know, in the bell, for a herring. And when he comes up, there stands the man with a pistol. He says, your money or your life? Can you beat it? What did my Abe do? What could he do? The thief had a pistol, and Abe had a herring. It was a very peculiar situation. Irving, darling, look at me, sweetheart. Why, your lips is blue. You got a chill. Take off the bathing suit. Go on, everybody takes off the bathing suit. Hurry up. Did you see that, Mrs. Levine? He absolutely had a chill de lips going like that. Mrs. Levine, look at that lifesaver. Ay, 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 ay. Ain't he got a beautiful physique? What, you going? Well, goodbye, Mrs. Levine. I was very glad to see you. Call me up sometime. Ah, I'm in the book. Goodbye. Hey, did you see the way she ate? Like after sickness. Hey, do you hear that? Why, a storm is coming. Some say they put on the hat. Sammy, put on the shoes. Don't stand like that. Hurry up. Mama's got the pails in the shovel. Hey, why don't you help me and stand there like an ox and you wouldn't do nothing? Come, darling, don't stand there like that. You want to get me excited, I'll, you'll be lightning. Come, sweetheart. Aha, here's the streetcar. Come, come, sweetheart. You sit there. Go sit down there now. Come on, Abe, get the fare ready. You see the conductor is coming? What? I'll have to pay for the little girl. Why, she's only 5 years old.
5 years old? Why, she looks much older.
Can I help it if she worries?